Today's recording is in honor of the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rebbetzin Chaim Mushka, Aleihem HaShalom, in honor of their 90th wedding anniversary, which is today. May their devotion to each other serve as an inspiration for us all, and may their merit protect all of Klal Yisrael always. On a day that's devoted to Thanksgiving, to recognizing and deeply appreciating the bounty and the goodness that God bestows upon us, it's worthwhile reflecting on the fact that in our Siddur, in our Jewish liturgy, every single morning we say the 100th chapter of Tehillim of Psalms, which is Mizmor L'Toida, a psalm, a song of thanksgiving. Every morning we say a chapter of Tehillim that's about thanksgiving. And that verse begins, Mizmor L'Toida Hariu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz, the song of thanksgiving that the whole earth shall jubilate, shall sing to God. Hariu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz, the whole earth, everyone and everything within the earth shall give thanksgiving to Hashem. And the Arizal points out that these words, Hariu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz, that the whole earth shall jubilate, shall sing to God, is Rashi Teva's Halacha, is the acronym of those words, spell Halacha, which means Jewish law. And of course, the question is, what's the connection? What's the connection between the need of everything and everyone to give thanksgiving to God and Jewish law, Halacha? A really shallow, superficial way of explaining it would be, well, because God gives us so much stuff, we got to do what he says, keep his laws. But that's, you know, no one's going to be content with that. If King David is writing in this chapter of Thanksgiving, the first words that the whole earth shall sing to God, he's hinting the idea of Halacha, we understand in the deepest way, that somehow all of Halacha, all of Jewish law is about bringing about that state when all of reality will be in a state of thanksgiving to Hashem. You see, many people are bothered and troubled by the fact that halacha, the Jewish law, gets into such nitty-gritty of details of everything in life. You know, Jewish law talks about how to run your kitchen, how to run your business, how to, you know, eat and how to sleep. And every aspect of Jewish life is discussed by halacha, by Jewish law. And then there's always that sardonic phrase uttered only by those that don't have a deep understanding of what a relationship to God is, that phrase that goes, God doesn't belong in the bedroom. There are places and aspects of life where God doesn't belong, but that's a failure to understand what thanksgiving means, what Hariu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz, that the whole earth should jubilate, that the whole earth should sing to God. The purpose of creation is Pada B'Sholem Nafshi, to redeem our soul in peace, to transform the world that might have seemed to be all sorts of things other than Hashem, but to really cause and recognize that all of reality is singing to God. That Torah and mitzvahs and halacha are about showing how every aspect of your life could be transformed and shown to be one with God's light, and in the most beautiful way be able to perceive how every single aspect of our mundane world is another revelation of the light of Hashem. That it's the natural world, you don't need miracles. The natural world and our bedroom and our kitchen and our business place and every aspect of our lives, they're all ways to bring about the unification and the revelation of Mashiach, when we'll hear and see the whole earth singing to God, every aspect of our lives singing to Hashem. Halacha, keeping those laws, brings that about. It's not about just following laws and checking boxes. It's about facilitating every detail of reality being shown to be a revelation of Hashem's light, and there's nothing more beautiful and more glorious than that. And as the Mittler Rebbe explains, the most beautiful idea, that that's why the word halacha is the same letters as the word hakala, the bride. Because all of halacha is about making each and every one of us and all of reality into the bride of God. On this day of Yudalad Kislev, the 14th of Kislev, which is an anniversary day, we could focus and think about the fact that our whole lives are about making ourselves into God's hakala, into God's bride. And that's through keeping the halacha, which allows us to become unified with God in the most beautiful way in every single aspect of our lives. Listen to this poem by E.E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees, and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and wings and of the gay great happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human, merely being, doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened. May each and every one of us facilitate that great day of Mashiach, when the whole earth will become the Kala, will become the bride of God, and each and every one of us will be that bride. When the ears of our ears awake and the eyes of our eyes are opened, by keeping halacha, by being careful with the minutiae, with the details of the law, because when you're truly in love with someone, there's never enough you could do for that person. How much more when it comes to God? May we be in a state of mizmor l'toida, praise of thanksgiving. The whole earth will jubilate. And in that great day, when pod b'shalom nafshi, when the whole world will be in a state of peace with God, the ultimate shalom bayis between us and Hashem, may we see it today.